From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, welcome in. ABQ Connect on this Thursday afternoon. This morning I got up and was sure there would be no balloons and start driving to work a little bit before 8, and there they were, the special shapes underway this morning. I guess tonight is a special shapes Glodio, balloonfiesta.com on the web for all the details and the schedule. And actually, in the second half of the show today, we're going to visit with someone from the Garrity Group, the public relations firm that oversees promotion for the Balloon Fiesta. So some great information on the way. Trust me, you're going to want to hear that. And we welcome into studio Kathy Cunningham with the Rio Grande Food Project. She's the development director there. And Kathy, welcome in.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me back.
I met Kathy years ago, pre-COVID, actually, about 10 years ago. I left the studios for a time to do sales and development, did a lot of networking in the business community, and met Kathy when she was working elsewhere. And she has been doing something for the last few years, pretty cool from what I've heard already. But we're going to dig in, Kathy. By the time we leave today, I'm going to know exactly what it is the Rio Grande Food Project does, and who to let everyone know about it, but just the information. So for those unfamiliar, here's your, we practice this in networking, right? The 1 minute elevator pitch in a minute, or more. You can go over it.
Okay. The Rio Grande Food Project is a food pantry, urban garden, and community hub on Albuquerque's west side. We're the largest food pantry on the west side. And we work to alleviate hunger and cultivate long-term food security in our communities.
Okay, so when I hear urban garden, I think, so if I head over there, am I going to see rows of cabbage and carrots? And
we don't have cabbage growing right now, but we have winter, fall crops of lettuce and arugula, kale, tomatoes are still going. But we built raised beds for wheelchair accessibility and also lower raised beds to kind of keep down the weeds and stuff like that. So it's a beautiful garden. It's kind of winding down from the summer sunflower burst we have going on every year.
And you guys grow sunflowers?
We grow sunflowers, but that is just, for aesthetic purposes, and the birds love it.
Okay.
But we do grow fruits and vegetables. We have a small orchard. We have 8 fruit trees. This was the first year that our apples produced.
Nice.
And we have hundreds of pounds of peaches, apples, and pears. And then we harvest fresh produce, which we weigh and immediately distribute to clients who come to us for food.
Okay. So clients who come to you for food. It is a food pantry.
Yes.
So you're reaching out to those in need in the community.
Yes.
What might someone who's listening who thinks, I'm sure I probably wouldn't qualify to get any food from Rio Grande Food Project. What would you tell them?
Well, this is really interesting, and people don't know this. There will always be a segment of the population that will need assistance for whatever reason. We have grandparents raising grandkids.
Right.
We have disabled people coming for assistance, veterans, you name it, single parents.
And through Feed New Mexico Kids, we know that New Mexico is, I think, at the top of the list for children dealing with hunger.
Oh, and because food prices are increasing now, what I wanted to state was that even though we will have people that will always need assistance, about 50% of the people who come to visit us are coming once or twice a year.
Okay.
So which means to us that they're experiencing some sort of medical bill, unexpected car.
They live check to check.
Yeah.
And something hit this month, this week.
Exactly. And they're just a little tight.
Yeah. And or maybe they helped someone else.
Exactly. Yeah.
They're doing the best they can. And they're in a place where, this week, I don't know what we're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And we We distribute boxes of non-perishables and as much fresh produce that we can get our hands on. We're working with a lot of local farmers recently because really our push is to promote more quality food that goes through our food pantry stream. There's no reason why if someone comes to us for food that they should get lower quality food.
So if someone comes in, now we talked about a lot about the garden and the things that are growing. Is it exclusively fruits and vegetables, or are there are you getting protein from other places that donate towards the cause?
Sure. We get food through various sources. Companies can do food drives. Well, anybody or an organization, a family can do a food drive for us. We're always accepting food. And we get it. We work with our local food bank, Roadrunner Food Bank. And they're a great partner.
Now, they help provide things for you, well, or you for them, or both? Or
federal commodity food goes through the food bank, and it's distributed out to the pantries. So we're a direct service pantry. So that's one of our sources. And again, food drives. And then we do food rescue, so which was impacted by COVID. But prior to COVID, we were rescuing food from 13 to 14 different grocery stores and farms.
Okay, now for those, I'm guessing what that is, but tell us what food rescue entails.
So if, say, a grocery store, they have to constantly move product.
Right.
And instead of throwing it out, we'll be there to pick it up. It's not expired.
Okay.
It's never, we never give out.
I think me and everyone else listening was, that's what we were wondering. So it's
no, it's a real thing because there's so much food waste going on.
Right.
And if we can be there to pick up non-expired food and give it out, that's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Now, as we talk about the Rio Grande Food Project, I want to make sure throughout the time spent here today, we talk about the website because it's a great place to get information. RGFP for Rio Grande Food Project.org. RGFP.org. And
well, we have some of our old, not old, but most recent newsletters on there that you can click and they can read more about what we do. Because aside from giving out food, and I'll talk about our vision a little later in the program, but aside from food, we have our community hub. And anyone can come to us, even if it's not for food. We work with PNM, the Good Neighbor Fund. We administer that program so we can help people with their electric bill.
Okay.
We work with the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority to help people with their water bill.
Right.
We help people sign up for SNAP, which is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is the federal safety net to keep people out of food pantries.
Right.
And it's often not enough. I mean, we have people that come to us say, oh yeah, I get SNAP and it's $25 a month. That is not helpful. So
yeah, I'm going to ask you something because you're closer tied to stuff like that than I am. It seems like during the pandemic, SNAP or some of these other federal programs, they didn't, basically everyone was maxed out. They just maxed everybody. Is that still the case?
A lot of the federal programs are winding down. And with food prices increasing, people are going to be in particular situations where they may not have found themselves, you know. I mean, everybody thinks that the height of COVID was the difficult time, but we really haven't seen the long-term fallout yet.
Right. Yeah, it's not going to be a surprise. And I talked a little bit about that. There's uncertainty at this point. What's going to happen?
Yeah.
And Brian Cochran from John Moore Associates has shared with us, you know, what tends to happen prior to an election. And then historically after an election. And actually that will be posted, if it's not already, at abqconnect.online. And of course, we'll hear from Brian tomorrow, the financial update every Friday afternoon at the last portion of the show. But again, we're talking with Kathy Cunningham at Rio Grande Food Project. She's the development director there. Let's talk a little bit about that. Someone listening, maybe a business owner or individuals. Mm-hmm. This is a nonprofit organization, like some of the ones we already mentioned, Feed New Mexico Kids, the Roadrunner Food Bank, and Rio Grande Food Project. Mm-hmm. You're out daily trying to find people to help support what they're doing to put food on people's tables, to help them pay some of those, you know, where they can pay some of those utility bills.
Yeah, it's been interesting because during COVID, a lot of people were focusing on food banks and food pantries and really chipping in and being helpful. And what we're experiencing now is a shortage of food in the supply chain. So
is there a particular type of food that, or is everything across the board?
Across the board.
Okay.
So that's why we're working with a lot of local farmers and kind of upping our produce because the non-perishable food stream seems to be in short supply. So we're looking to individuals can, and anyone can go to our website and easily donate. You know, $5 goes a long way because we have built over the last 33 years all of these great connections that we can source food for for a lower cost.
So there's that brings up this question. You know, you obviously already said people do food drives and collect food.
Yeah.
And obviously you're not going to turn that away.
No.
However, is it better put to use if you're getting financial donations where you can better spend the money maybe than the people going shopping and bringing food? Or
we tell people that. I mean, we will never turn food away.
Right.
And we love to give people a variety of ways to help out, whether it's volunteering, whether it's working in the garden, helping us pack food boxes.
Well, some of that food rescue is coming out of people's pantries at home that, we're not going to get through this. But
we just can't give away expired food.
Right, Yeah, so if you're going through the pantry, you have something that's not expired.
Not expired.
That you know, I'm not going to put this to use.
Exactly.
That's stuff they can box up and bring out.
Which kind of leads to our, you know, the vision that I wanted to talk about. Because when you're handing somebody a food box, that's kind of like going to a restaurant and having a server come up to you and hand you what? Just a plate of food that you didn't pick for yourself.
Right. So do people get to do that when they go to?
Well, our vision is to turn our pantry where we hand a food box to someone into a client choice grocery store.
Okay.
So that people could come in and shop for themselves. It will lower food waste. We would have more access to reach people in terms of nutrition education, which is part of the community hub and part of the garden. We want people to realize, you know, with New Mexico at a diabetes rate of 30%, which is astounding, and could be really impacted by higher quality food. That is part of
truth is the stuff that promotes diabetes is the stuff that's inexpensive.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so it's kind of a vicious cycle. But if we can get people thinking about their food choices and offering them culturally sensitive choices at hours more accessible for people. You know, right now we distribute on Wednesdays and Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 1. From 9 to 11. So a very short period of time.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we offer food distribution on Saturdays to allow for people working during the week. But still, that's a very short window where people can come visit us for food.
Okay. Well, we're visiting today with Kathy Cunningham. She's the development director at the Rio Grande Food Project. Food pantry, urban garden, community hub. We've talked a little bit about all of that, and we have activities that they have on the calendar that you may want to take part in. We'll talk a little bit about that coming up in just a few minutes. More on the Rio Grande Food Project right after the break on ABQ Connect.
John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive.
I have towed many vehicles in for repair, with the customer stating the car just stalled while I was driving. After diagnosing it, I've had to make that phone call many times and state to the customer, you're out of gas and you need to refuel. Many Christians are like that. They need to be refueling daily with God's word in order to keep themselves moving forward and to have the mind of Christ. Dwight L. Moody was once asked why he urged Christians to be filled constantly with the Holy Spirit. He replied, "I need continuous and filling because I leak." What gauge do you use in your life to know if you're running on empty of the infilling of God's Spirit?
Southern Boulevard Automotive, 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, 892-2300 or southernblvdautomotive.com. Thank you, John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700, or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
Ben Lucero, thank you so much for your support in Indigo Mortgage, for supporting ABQ Connect, an opportunity daily to connect in our community. We most of the time have nonprofit organizations coming in. If you're a member of a nonprofit organization you think would be relevant to our listening audience, we want to hear about what you do so we can consider having you on the show, like we're doing today with Kathy Cunningham. She's the development director at the Rio Grande Food Project. If you do want to contact us about coming on the show, send the details to contact@abqconnect.online. And well, we'd just love to hear from you. So, Kathy, we talked a little bit about the food pantry and urban gardening and the community hub and the desire to have healthy foods available to those in need that combat things like diabetes, mm-hmm. and provide a healthy diet. Part of that is, you know, they say a healthy diet and exercise. The Rio Grande Food Project is preparing for it's the seventh annual. Did they do it during? Oh, it's the seventh. It didn't say annual.
A virtual.
Okay.
During 2020, it was virtual.
Did everyone walk in place or? did they connect?
We had people sending pictures from as far away as Mexico.
Okay.
Who, you know, so we had people hiking virtually.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
No, so we're encouraging our listeners, you know, whether you're in need of the services at Rio Grande Food Project, maybe you want to find out more about it. If you're considering being someone who financially supports what they're doing. What's going on with the hike?
So the Hike to End Hunger is an event where we do raise funds and we have sponsors such as Vitality Works, P&M is sponsoring, Boxing Bear Brewing, but we really want to raise awareness about our work and our vision and how we believe that it's really important not only to give emergency food assistance, to find out why people are visiting us in the first place and really work towards that long-term food security status. So it's a free event, and we tell everybody it's just a fun thing to do on a Saturday morning. It's Saturday, October 29th, and we are meeting in the parking lot of Boxing Bear Brewery in on the northeast corner of Alameda and Corrales. We meet in the parking lot. We do a little program at 9 o'clock to make everyone aware of the work that we do, how people can get involved. It's free. The trail is a 5.5-mile loop, but you can do a shorter hike.
Does this go along the river?
You cross the river.
Okay.
On Alameda.
Yep. And it's kind of near where people fish Clearwater there.
Yeah.
Off Alameda.
It's gorgeous.
See horses out there all the time. Yeah.
And if you cross the bridge, you know, all the trail signs will be marked, mm-hmm. the mileage. So if you cross the bridge, it's approximately 0.5 mile. So if you turn around at that point, you'll be walking 1 mile.
Okay.
So the whole route is total 5.5 miles. So you have to do the whole route because some people just want to go out for a shorter hike.
Okay. So, but after you cross the bridge, then you guys walk.
We walk north on the Bosque Trail.
Okay.
North of Alameda. And it's really beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So great mountain view. And we'll have 2022 t-shirts on sale. We can accept any donations. But really, we are also promoting the awareness of what we do and how long we've done it. We've been helping people since 1989. And we have this wonderful vision for the future to build a building where people can have a choice and raise the dignity of visiting a food pantry.
So currently, you're sharing space.
Yes. So the food pantry was started, the food project was started by the Rio Grande Presbyterian Church 33 years ago when people were knocking on the door of the church asking for assistance. The pastor at the time challenged his congregation to help people.
Good for him.
Yeah, it was awesome. And within a very short period of time, they realized that it was a much bigger issue. So they wrote a grant and they brought on a part-time development director, executive director. And then we, over the years, got our own 501c3. So we're separate from the church, although we have a great relationship with them and we share the space.
Uh-huh.
Actually, this spring, their garden was adjacent to ours, and they actually gave us their garden. So
nice.
we'll be building that out next year.
Well, maybe, just maybe, someone's listening who is in, development, projects.
Yeah.
That has, we just saw all this just north of us where Cabela's went up and restaurants and homes.
The building is amazing, especially on Coors.
Yeah. But who knows who might be listening that, you know what, we've got space and we had these plans for it, but it changed. Recently the Calvary staff in a staff meeting, the entire staff heard from someone who was involved early in the development of Calvary Church, mm-hmm. which was Calvary Chapel of Albuquerque back then, and it's gone through various name changes, but just the history, and to see the hand of providence, to see God work to make things happen that you wouldn't expect to happen at all.
Yeah.
So I put that out there because maybe God's speaking to your heart, whether it's through a financial donation or a piece of land or maybe the building's already there. Here's a group that's reaching out to the community.
Yeah, even pre-COVID, we realized that the space that we shared with the church was too small. We were moving over 1 million pounds of food through that small pantry attached to the back of the church. And so we had already started planning a bigger space. And especially in terms of quality food, we don't have the storage to source and store food right now. So building a building would help us accomplish that goal.
Or if someone had space that's not being used now for non-perishables, maybe, I would assume that would be easier. Is that something they should reach out to you for? Instead of asking you, if you're thinking maybe you have something and a way to help.
Anybody can reach out.
Yeah, just reach out to Rio Grande Food Project, rgfp.org, and I'm sure there's a phone number as well.
Yes, it's 505-831-3778.
Okay. The website's easy to remember, and you'll find the phone number there too, rgfp.org. You also mentioned the people that are dropping off donations. Is it exclusively at the location off Coors, or do you have other places people can drop off?
It would be at the Coors and Daytona location.
Okay.
Behind Rio Grande Presbyterian Church, there's a loading dock on the southeast corner. And there's a doorbell, if the loading dock is closed because mm-hmm. we're not distributing.
Oh, is there a time of day that for deliveries?
For drop-off, we accept food Monday through Friday, 8 to noon or 1, but anybody can call at any time. The thing we try to discourage is people dropping off food.
Right.
Because if we don't know where it's coming from or how long it's been out there, we can't really distribute it.
Right. Make sure someone's there to...
Yes, food safety.
Yeah. Well, that's good. No, obviously everyone listening appreciates that.
But we really want to lower the bar to people getting involved and feeling like they're making a difference. And that's where the hike comes in, where you can just come out and bring your family, bring the dog. Dogs are welcome on the trail. It's stroller friendly. And just learning more about what's happening in our community and what the food project is doing and the great work that, it's mostly run by volunteers. We have a very small staff.
What about that? Are you recruiting volunteers?
We're always recruiting volunteers. Always. We do have awesome regular volunteers, but people go on vacation and people get sick. And, we always need people. And groups come out to the garden. It's a great place for groups to come out. And
need people to pull weeds?
Always. Always.
Is there a winter crop? Is there something you all plant in the fall that goes through the winter? Or?
Yes, we just planted, like I said, lettuce and arugula. We'll be planting kale here shortly. Albuquerque's great. As long as you have a little bit of cover, you can grow a lot of stuff over the winter.
Even when it's snowing?
Yeah. Spinach loves the cold.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Popeye.
And that's a great, great thing to eat.
Is it really spinach. A good source of iron?
Yes.
Okay. So is eating dirt.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're visiting today with Kathy Cunningham. She's a development director at Rio Grande Food Project. And again, the date for the seventh hike to end hunger is Saturday, October 29th. And they'll be meeting, it's at 10200 Corrales Road. That's right at the corner of Alameda and Corrales Road. The registration is free. You can register online.
Yes.
At rgfp.org. And all the hike info is there as well. That morning it gets underway at 9 a.m. If you do the whole hike, it's 5.5 miles. And like you said, it's trail. It's kid friendly. It's dog friendly. It's stroller friendly.
And you don't even have to hike. You can just come out and learn more about us, and you know, just meet the staff and the volunteers and see how you can get involved. And
very good.
Buy a T-shirt.
Well, Kathy, can we invite you? Will you come back if we invite you?
Yes, I would love to come
back. Okay. Well, we'd love to let the listeners know what the needs are at another time. And the website, again, is Rio Grande Food Project, rgfp.org, for the details. Kathy, thanks so much.